Throwback Thursdays. All right, just so you know, we're not editing this.
Okay, so we're going to listen to you eat Thin Mints throughout the whole episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You chomping down on them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good stuff. Are you recording?
Yep.
Okay.
Ow. Did you hear that?
Yeah, was that a tooth chipping?
That was a tongue ringing bit.
Are you really going to chomp down on those the whole episode?
Maybe not the whole episode. First little bit, yep.
But I got you. I'm going to notice you all of a sudden, you're going to be like doing the finger roll, like keep talking because I'm chewing on a Thin Mint.
This episode of Trophy Podcast is sponsored by Girl Scouts of America cookies.
Especially the Thin Mints.
Yeah, right now. All right, let's do this.
Yep.
The voice of Master Chief from Halo, and this is the Troll Food Media Network.
Hi, I'm Conky, and you're listening to Troll Food Podcast.
With your host, Scott.
That's a cold-ass honky.
Oh, God damn it!
And Mike.
He's a protector. Aww. He's not very nice to cuddle with, but, yeah. He's beautiful on the inside.
He's really pretty.
Sorry, girls. I'm not used to f***ing anything more than a bunny or two.
And welcome to this week's episode of Troll Food Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Scott.
Make sure to check us out at trollfoodpodcast.com. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/trollfoodpodcast. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, then you can do that at troll_food. If you want to send us emails, you can do that at Mike or Scott at trollfoodpodcast.com. I think that's about all I got.
Yeah. You know, you just tilted your head a second ago, and I totally forget until you turn your head just right that you still have that nose ring there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that little silver shines.
Ding.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right. This week we're going to go over our Too Cool to Miss, which is a band called Merging Moon from Japan.
Okay.
After that, we'll go over what we did this week. And then we're going to go over our top five tasty treats.
Yep.
Probably not going to have any news.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got. It's not any kind of breaking news, but I think we'll have some discussion later.
Okay. And then we've also got. Fuck, I need to do her one day. We also have our Mike's Likes.
Yeah. Now, was that do her as in do her as the Too Cool to Miss or do her as in like.
Both.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hit the space bar. So this week we're going to be going over, I was actually at the tattoo shop yesterday and a buddy of mine turned me on. He's like, dude, you got to listen to this band. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm down. I'm kind of hip. I'm not much into the whole screaming music or anything.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to play this whole fucking song.
Okay.
The girl that starts singing is the one that sings through the whole thing.
Okay.
Except for like one little part. Okay. And then I want you to tell me what you think. They're out of Japan.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Number one, I think that's awesome.
Okay.
Number two, my fat ass smashed a whole fucking box of Thin Mints during that song.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
Yeah.
But, dude, the first time I saw that little those fucking noises come out of that little girl.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Because she stands like, you know, maybe five. Can you imagine? Okay.
Do I already know where this is going?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you meet this nice, sweet little girl, and, you know, you're like, fuck, yes, I'm getting an Asian.
Uh-huh.
And you take her back to the wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And, like, right in the middle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're, like, fucking going to town.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that voice comes out over.
It's pretty scary.
I would shit my pants right there.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the good thing, since it's, you know, Japan, they're into that shit, so.
Wow.
Wow. But anyway, you can check them out. Just Google Merging Moon, one word. They are awesome. And I'm actually trying to find a way to contact them, but I do not know if they speak English.
Gotcha.
So maybe kind of hard, but I'm going to try to get them on the show.
Okay.
If not, I'm sure the guys over at Adam and JP show will fucking snatch them up right off my funders.
Yeah. Does that have a tendency to happen?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Scott, you want to go into what we did this week?
Sure.
All right, you want to go first?
Sure, I can start off with what I did this week. So the first thing I did this week was I finally updated my phone.
Me and you both suck snot right then.
Yeah, right at that same moment. Yeah, that was a pretty intense moment there.
Next.
Updated my iPhone, which is pretty awesome, primarily because before this, for some reason, you would not show up in my phone book. Mm-hmm. Like, I had named you. And I had your contact information saved, and all that would show up, but it would not save your name.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's got your name. Another nice thing is I had lost the ability to iMessage. Now I'm back into iMessaging, so that's nice. There's a lot of really cool features in the update that, you know, I was not, you know, because I haven't updated since like 5 point something.
Right.
Yeah. And so they've changed a lot of things, a lot of cool stuff. So that was awesome. Few good things happen at work, different stuff like that, but nothing too intense. We are finally going to be getting the intrawebs soon,
because
everything came back on that, and now I'm just in the process of applying for everything and gotta get all that squared away, and then I'll be getting a new computer and blah blah blah.
Yeah, it's good times. Sexier and socks on a rooster, son.
Yes, indeed. So I might actually be able to start helping out with editing and some things like that.
Nice. Let's
see how that works. So about you, I think you got some story time
God,
for
damn,
us.
Do
I feel like all story right times are coming.
First things first, let me tell you about my dream last night.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, I had a dream that the angel of death had decided he was coming for me.
All right.
But it's not like he was just coming. He was a real dick-faced motherfucker. Like, he was fucking with me beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'd make, like, shit, like, fly and hit me and just, you know, all kinds of stupid shit. So, finally, I was like, fuck you, motherfucker. Either take me or leave me the fuck alone, you know?
Yeah.
So, he pushed me out in front of a car.
Okay.
And then, like, I know this makes no fucking sense religious-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I died, apparently you stayed around as a ghost.
Uh-huh.
Until they come to claim you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, in this grand scheme of things, the amount of days I was waiting for things to be, you were a ghost.
Uh-huh.
And I decided that I was going to fight against them taking me.
Uh-huh.
And apparently if I won this war, it would turn me back alive. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
But I ended up raising, like, a horde of, like, undead skeleton zombies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we fought and we won.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good dream.
Now, also went yesterday.
Yeah.
Got a new tongue piercing.
Yeah.
Did a ring on the tip. Well, yeah. I did a half ring, a horseshoe.
Yeah, did you do just the tip?
Just for a second. Just see how it felt.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I loved it.
Uh-huh.
I come home, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go get me some chicken nuggets because I'm going to eat before this shit gets bad. I was like, but it already kind of hurts a little bit, so I'm going to go get some whiskey, and we'll fucking fix this shit right up. So I come back, and I'm like, all right, time to get shitty. So I drink, and as you can tell, whenever you pour alcohol in a fresh wound like it, it burns like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm dumped into well, I already smashed like 20 chicken nuggets because I got 40.
Okay.
Because that's all I got is that and two Cokes. And I'm fucking eating away. the ball on one side apparently wasn't put on tight, so it came off, and I didn't know it. Motherfucker came all the way out.
Oh, that sucks.
I called my artist. I'm like, dude, you are not going to believe what the fuck just happened. He's like, all right, dude, just give a couple weeks to heal up and come back. I got you.
Okay.
So I got to go get it redone again.
Oh, okay. I thought it came out for some other purpose. I didn't know it was just like an accident. Mm-mm. You're going to go get it redone. Mm-mm. Okay.
So that sucked.
Yeah.
I sure am glad these cocksuckers are sending us messages right in the middle of the fucking deal.
Yeah, it is fun, isn't it?
Because, you know, that doesn't fuck up our audio at all.
Not in the least. Like, while we're trying to play something and the volume on it goes out.
Yeah.
Because you got a message.
Also, this week, I was in training for work.
Yeah?
So, I was in Dixon. So, I went to this little, like, shit-in-the-hole restaurant that has, like, 10 fucking seats in it. But I got the best, like, double bacon cheeseburger I've ever gotten in my life.
Nice!
The motherfucker was, like, that tall.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And by that, I mean, what is that, like, 4 inches?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I mean, unless we're measuring peckers, then it's, like, 8, but...
That's funny.
I can tell it's real funny. You're like, that's funny. Dick. Been playing a lot of Rust with the boys.
Uh-huh.
But, I had a new experience this week.
Okay.
Something that I don't know that I like the experience of.
Okay.
You know, I try to say I'll try everything twice. I think this is just a one-time deal.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't a big fan.
Uh-oh.
So, I've been talking to someone.
Uh-huh.
And,
talking to a friend?
Yeah.
Friend, okay.
Yeah, and I don't think much of it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I get a phone call from this person.
Uh-huh.
At, like, 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Okay, I was asleep, though, so I didn't answer the motherfucker. Well, like, 3 seconds after that, apparently I had another missed call from a number I had no idea what the fuck it was.
Okay.
So, the next day, I'm minding my own business at work. And, you know, everything's going as usual.
Mm-hmm. Everything's a good day.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, this number calls me again.
The one who didn't know.
Right. And I'm like, wait a minute. This motherfucker called me last night at, like, 11-something. And he's calling me this morning before 7. I must know this guy.
Mm-hmm,
or girl,
mm-hmm.
Or whoever.
Whatever it is. Right.
So I call him back.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, I got a missed call, blah, 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 blah. This is so-and-so's old man, motherfucker. I saw y'all's goddamn text messages. Next time I see you, I'm going to punch your fucking teeth down your goddamn throat. I'm like, and then he just hangs up.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, that's not good.
Right? No, that's not the conversation you want to have.
No. Kind of wish I wouldn't have called that number.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be damned if I answer another fucking number I don't know, ever.
Uh-huh.
And, so, I'm like, well, I don't know this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big old boy is he.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to send him a text message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look, dude. First, you know, first things first, I'm not too motherfucking hard to spot. I said, but that being said, I said, I didn't know
mm-hmm.
she had an old man.
Yeah.
You know, she started talking shit to me. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she wasn't being taken care of at the house. So I told her, come get it.
Yeah.
It ain't my fault she fucking took it up on it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And I was like, but look, dude, I didn't know she had an old man. I wouldn't have fucked with her if I did.
Right.
My bad.
Yeah.
That's my exact words.
Okay.
My bad.
Right.
Well, about 15 minutes later, he calls me back. He's like, dude, I'm sorry. I appreciate you being a man. Fucking text me back. Bada, bada, bada. He's like, this whore's been living with me for a year. I just bought her a new car. Blah, blah. I'm like, dude, sorry?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
You made some bad decisions there.
But, so that was an experience.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's like, dude, I guarantee you, pussy kills more men a year than fucking drugs do. You just hurt dude's feelings. Bad. I'm like, well, I didn't mean to, you know? Shit happens. But anyway, that was pretty much my week.
Okay. Good week.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, you got a mouthful and I was spitting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got a mouthful. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, anyway, so we're going into... this week's top five.
Yeah.
We should probably take a break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah. But right before we do take this break, I do want to say a big thanks to Digital Hero Games for everything they've done for us and helping us with the show. If you haven't checked them out, make sure you go and check them out because they do some awesome, awesome stuff.
It's true.
And God damn it, I can't fucking find anything that I want to play. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into our resident things right here. And we're just going to click like a random ass fucking thing. Sound like kind of fun?
Sounds fun.
All right. Shuffle. No, God, please no.
No, you just got to do it. Just do it. Just shuffle and do it. Whatever it is.
It's paying our stuff. Oh. Like our intros and shit like that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to this week's episode of Troll Food Podcast. Before we get any further, Scott, are you having any trouble with your iTunes app?
I don't really have much on my iTunes. So
no, like, try to open up the app.
Okay.
Every time it tries to open it, it closes in on mine. So I can't buy any new fucking music on my phone.
Loading. 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 Is that where it shuts out?
No, mine just shuts completely down.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Did it for you, son.
All right. So anyway, let's go into this week's top five.
Top five.
This week's top five is the top five tasty treats.
It's true, because we some fat bastards.
Yep, I'm a fat boy.
And we like tasty treats.
We do like tasty treats. So, Scoot, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll start off with them.
Number five.
All right, my number five, I'm going to have to start off. Back in the day, we used to sit around and play video games and eat fat cakes for hours on end. And one of my favorites during that time was always the nice striped zebra cakes.
Mm.
Hard to go wrong with some zebra cakes.
I had one of those for breakfast, actually.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, you know, you get the nice cakey moistness. You get the icing in the center, and you get that nice crust around the outside. It's just delicious. Love some zebra cakes.
Very good. My number five is a treat, which I don't get very often. And every time that I get this treat, I'm like, okay, look, I'm going to like ration. I'm going to do like they did stamps back in fucking World War II. And the next thing I know, I've smashed four boxes of Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah.
And they never last.
No, they don't.
Number four.
All right. Number four for me is, and I think one of the reasons that, this is probably one of my favorite of the, you know, major brand candy bars, is because it's an ingredient on my favorite cake that I only get once a year on my birthday, and that would be a Butterfinger.
Mm.
I love a Butterfinger. I've always been a big fan of that crispy, crunchy, peanut buttery inside, and then that nice chocolate coating is so good.
You know, they're real hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they're great.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, shit.
You just got to be feeling it. Is that kind of what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. Plus, I don't like how it sticks to your teeth.
Yeah. You got to brush your teeth afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost a guarantee.
My number four is actually one of those things that it has to be done just perfectly.
Okay.
Because if you fuck it up, no bueno.
Yeah.
No me gusta.
Yeah.
And that's a chess pie.
Yeah.
I love me some chess pie.
Chess pie's some good stuff.
But if people you can't fuck it up. It tastes like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking having it.
And you get the ones that are all, like, soupy.
Number three.
Alrighty, my number three is, I guess there's probably kind of a pattern that's going to be seen throughout the course of my list. And that is, apparently I'm a huge fan of the mixing of peanut butter and chocolate. Because my number three is going to be a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I can smash some peanut butter cups. Especially, like, the ones that get me are the minis. Because you're like, oh, it's just little. I'll just grab, like, two. And then you grab, like, two or three more. And the next thing you know, you're getting them by the handful and you've ate a whole bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
My number three is actually goes back to our days of sitting around and playing video games. And we had kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
We would go out and buy a box of fat cakes and a gallon of milk every night.
Yes, indeed.
And we'd sit there and smash them. Sometimes two boxes and 2 gallons of milk. And we would drink the fucking gallon of milk and eat the fucking fat cakes. But that's the Swiss roll cake.
Oh, Swiss roll cakes. It's true.
And, dude, it takes us back to playing fucking Baldur's Gate on original Xbox.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Some Dark Alliance.
Number two.
All right. Number two for me. Really, I mean, it's an icon. It's an American tradition. And for a while it went away and I was scared. We got them back now. That's some old-fashioned Twinkies.
Mm.
It is hard to go wrong. Dude, I love a Twinkie.
Dude,
I can slam some Twinkies. Just keep them down. And what I don't know how you eat a Twinkie, but the way I eat them probably grosses people out.
Don't you like fucking... Like,
dip it in milk.
Ugh.
Yeah, son, what it just fuck? Soaks it in. Oh, it's so good. Sop it up. Good stuff.
My number two actually is a cousin of the Twinkie.
Yeah.
Sort of. Like a very distant cousin.
Slightly related.
It's from the British variety.
Yeah.
And that's a Jaffa.
Oh, you like the Jaffa cake,
I do, dude. I love the Jaffa cake. It's got that moist, you know, spongy kind of cookie-esque cake at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
With the little round of orange gelatin and the dark chocolate on top. It's delicious.
That orange gelatin just got me. I can't. That mixture just didn't go for me.
So good.
I couldn't do it.
Number one.
Number one. And we bring it back. Now this, my whole life, has been my favorite snack. Comes around once a year. And I buy them by the caseload. And that is a Girl Scout specialty, Tagalongs.
Oh, I got a box of those too.
I love Tagalongs. I'll sit them in the freezer, right? Get them nice and cold and frozen. And then like... Oh, it's just so good.
No, they're not meant to be eaten frozen.
Oh, yeah. You can do it frozen or you can do it hot. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's just so good. So good.
My number one.
Uh-huh.
Bringing back my American pride.
Yeah.
That's got to be just exactly what I'm fixing to say. That's the original Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookie.
I got you.
That and a gallon of milk, I am in fucking heaven.
Yeah, smash a whole bag.
I shit you not. When I was married,
because
I went, fuck, I can do whatever I want. The second time.
Second time, okay.
I was good for smashing a sleeve a night.
Yeah.
In bed, watching TV.
That's awesome.
And not have a gallon of milk with me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Pretty nice.
So good. Oh, speaking of gallons of milk, do you remember the time... when I was living out in Bellevue, that you did the gallon challenge.
Yep, it was me, you, little Mandy Schaefer, your wife. Was it Faggot Kirk?
I mean, if that's how you want to term it.
See there?
Yeah, think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had just went out to eat, and you'd ate like I think an 18-ounce steak, some potatoes, some other kind of something, and some dessert. And then you got back, and we'd been talking about, I'd been saying something about how I'd read how you can't drink a gallon of milk. You're like, F that. I got this.
Oh, yeah.
So, after eating all that, so first off, I mean, while that's not a wise thing to do in general, like, if you're going to try that challenge, you don't want to do it after just having ate, like, a pound and a half, 2 pounds of food.
Yeah.
You want to save that for an empty stomach. But Mike's like, no, I got this, son. And he goes and he gets, like, the biggest cup that we have, and he pours, like, half a gallon into this cup, and he's like, all right, I'll get that other one in a second. And you downed it. You should have paced yourself.
Yeah.
Because you just straight chugged it, and that was, oof.
And then I made it through about half the second one.
Yeah? Yeah, you did.
And then I spewed fucking everywhere.
That was, dude, that puke was worse than some of the drunk pukes I've seen. Like, oh, yeah. That was a bad one.
It was like fucking projectile.
You were in bad shape. Oh, that's good stuff.
And, dude, it just hit me all of a sudden, too.
Yeah, because you were sitting there, you were talking, we were chuckling and everything, and all of a sudden your face just dropped. Boom. I was like, he's about to shit himself. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Your face just dropped. And you're like, I don't feel so good. That's good stuff. Good stuff.
So, you don't talk about any news?
Yeah. So, it's not really news. It's just something that's happening with, like, some celebrity stuff that we're going on. I noticed that there has been, like, this big crop of Miley nudes popping up all over the place. You seem pretty excited about that.
It is fucking delicious. I'd lick her asshole, son.
Would you?
Yes.
Something about it does that for you.
And you know what? I was not a big fan of short hair, you know, Dyke Miley.
Yeah.
But something about it, I'm digging.
Yeah. The shaved head sides.
Yeah.
Is that getting it for you?
Yeah.
I got you.
A little tattoo under the titty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be what really got you. That might be what really
I gotta
got
think. You know what? Let's take this back just a second.
Okay.
Since we're talking about Mandy Schaefer, I had a dream about her again the other day.
Yeah.
It's like my second one in a month.
Yeah.
The first one, she was all tatted up, right?
Yeah.
On this one, she was Amish.
Yeah? Just running the full gamut, huh?
It was weird.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, back to Naked Miley. Sorry, I don't know why that Naked Miley brought up the
other one. Yeah,
but it did.
Okay. So, yeah, I just I noticed through our little group chat we've got going on that some of those have made their way around.
Yes.
And I thought of you when I saw that.
Yeah.
I know how much you love that business.
I do. If there's a set of titties, I want to see them.
Yeah. Is it just idle curiosity? You just got to see them. They're out there. They need to be seen.
It's kind of like women in shoes.
Yeah.
They go shopping. If there's a pair in there, they want to try them motherfuckers on.
Yeah.
Kind of the same way.
I got you. Fair enough. Man does what he does.
I mean, are you not like that?
I mean, no, because I've seen some things that I wish I could unsee. And so, like...
Dude, I don't care if it's a fucking 50-year-old grandma. She got some titties. I want to see them.
No, sir.
Sometimes afterwards, I'm like, all right, baby, roll them back up.
Yeah, no, there are things in my life that if I could go back and unsee.
What's the biggest titty you've ever seen in person?
In person?
Yes.
I think an E.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen a double H.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It wasn't a good choice.
Right.
But. Yeah.
I think I've had pillows smaller than that before.
Probably. This motherfucker was heavy too, son. I can't believe she carries two of those motherfuckers around. I did good to lift the one.
Oh, gal got some back strength.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Dude, she could like throw me up on her fucking back and just tote off.
Oh,
but
goodness.
She was a super cool girl.
Yeah.
We're sharing way too much here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That got a little personal for a bit.
I mean, we can tell the story if you want to.
I mean, I don't care. You got a piece of news you want to share? Well, is it story time?
No, I had no news. She just knew that I liked tongue piercings and wanted to try those out.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
She went and got it done.
I got you. That's nice.
And we tried that motherfucker out.
That work out well for you?
You know what? I thought that I was going to be a huge fan.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Even girls now that have them, I'm like, hey, girl, take that out.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. I just want to feel like fucking tongue wrapped.
I got you. Fair enough.
Yeah. This took a weird turn.
Yeah. Might be time for a break. Get this thing
back. We've talked about Naked Miley.
Yeah.
Double H titties.
Yeah.
Like our biggest Jesus Crispy friend.
Uh-huh. And gallon milk challenges.
And gallon milk challenges.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to play, but we need to get this motherfucker back on track. We are swerving out of our lane, and it is not heading in a direction that's good for this show. So, no, we cannot. Okay, y'all will play the song. Do you know the song, Scott? I also want to say this is just a shuffle.
Yeah. titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time, like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? On my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time like Bondi. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
I don't know if that song got us right back on the track we needed to be on.
No, but I did I tell you what, we will take it back to earlier point in the show. With what we did this week, I forgot to talk about my court experience.
You went to court?
Yeah, I had to go to court. It was over there. Okay, you remember that accident I had like in November, December last year?
No.
Okay.
I thought for a minute you were just going to stop telling the story. All right, fine. Fuck it then.
Fuck it then. I'm done. No, no, no. It was one night after I'd left here, headed home. It was real bad weather. Anyways, ended up hitting this woman.
Was that the night that you ripped your fucking mirror off on my fence?
Yeah. Same night. Same night.
No. Oh, shit.
So, hit this woman, right?
Did you hit her hard?
No, like...
Like, smash the fuck out of it?
No, well, I mean, it did pretty good damage to my vehicle, but it didn't do anything to hers. And this old lady, I pull up beside her, I'm like, hey, you know, the area of the road that we are on right now is kind of narrow. Really don't want to get plowed by somebody doing 55. So how about we pull up over here, get off the road. There's a little church. We can pull in the parking lot, and we can exchange information, all that. She's like, okay. I was like, just follow me up here. So I get in front of her, right? I don't go any faster than 35. And I turn off on the road. I pull into the parking lot, look in my rearview mirror. Nobody. I mean, it was an old lady, so I was like, oh, I ain't got nothing to worry about, right? Mm-hmm. No, old lady took off, son. She was gone. I looked at my rearview mirror. Nothing. So I did the responsible citizen thing to do.
Called the police.
Called the police. I was like, hey, need to file an accident report. It's a hit and run. I hit the lady. She ran. we can get somebody out, fill out a report on this. Okay, fair enough. So, they, you know, where I was at, had to be a state trooper. She said she didn't know how long I'd be waiting. About an hour and a half later, he shows up and fill out the accident report. And I get hit with due care, $285 ticket. I'm like, I don't really want to pay this, so I'm going to go to court. So I go to court, show up there. Lady's like, you want to pay the ticket or you want to dispute it? I was like, I want to dispute it. And she was like, okay, well, we're going to reschedule you for next month so you can dispute it and we can make sure the officer's here. Well, I mean, wouldn't it have made sense for him to been here anyways? I mean, that first thought. So then we reschedule it, so I get there. And that was first week of this month.
Mm-hmm.
I show up. And there was that day last week when it snowed kind of mm-hmm. a little bit around here. Yeah. A little snow. Not much, but a little bit. Well, apparently, that was Armageddon. And there was like 15 wrecks out in Hickman County.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working the wreck. He was working some of the wrecks. So I get ready to get up there and, you know, dispute it. And they're like, yeah, Officer So-and-so's not here. We're going to have to reschedule you for next month. Like, really? Yeah. Or you can pay it. I'm like, no, I'm not want to pay it. I want to dispute it. Okay. We'll see you next month.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that's fun. I think the reason, the problem with it is, and what I want to, I'm probably going to end up having to pay something. Fine, whatever. I'm not paying it on a CDL because I don't have a CDL. The ticket's written on a CDL. I tried to explain that the CDL's expired. I've been through this twice on other things where I have to go to court and the judge has to be the one to do it.
Right.
Because it's an expired CDL. Because in the state of Tennessee, if you have a CDL permit, it's only good for a year
mm-hmm.
from the date of issuance. Well, it was like almost 2 years at the time I got that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about that. I just need to get it reduced. I'm not paying $285. It's ridiculous.
So should we go into Mike's Likes?
Yeah, we can go into Mike's Likes. All right. Sorry about that little rant there.
No, you're good.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Mike's Likes.
He's one of the 10 finest minds in the country.
You know, Mike.
You're a smart motherfucker.
God, I love it when you talk nerdy to me.
Well, Well, fuck you too. This week's episode of Mike's Likes, we're going to talk about something that has ate up a lot of my life recently. I don't think I've talked about it yet. If I have, you're going to hear about it again, because I think that much of it. And that's the game Rust. Rust is absolutely awesome. I'm probably about 60 hours in right now.
Yeah.
And there's just something about, they are doing so many cool things with it. Right now it's in alpha.
Yeah.
But you need to go check it out. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend.
Yeah.
You can get it on Steam. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
So go check that out. You can check it out at Steam. It's called Rust, R-U-S-T. And it's kind of like a post-apocalyptic survival game.
Yeah.
Also, you can check out my little Let's Play of it on the Troll Food Gamers.
Yeah.
It's youtube.com/user/thetrollfoodgamers.
Is it kind of like Minecraft with, like, for adults?
It's kind of sandboxy like that.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
You should check it out.
Okay. Might do that in about a week and a half.
All right, upcoming events. We're going to be at the MTAC, Middle Tennessee Anime Convention. That one is going to be the Easter weekend of this year. After that, we don't have anything else lined up.
Not yet. It's not anything confirmed yet, but we've got some things in the works.
Right.
So.
We are going to have, this is already official, a member of our team at the Knoxville Anime Day.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Which is later on this month. So we'll have her call in and give us a little update.
Awesome.
Anyway, that's all we got.
Well, that sounds like a show.
Yep. Ta-da! I'm done.